And yes, you're right. That is the point. So the point is that in the tempi changes, you tend to stop riding. So think to yourself in the tempi changes, I need to keep him straight within the tempi change. So I need to be aware of where his body is and where his shoulders are in the tempi change. The reason why it's harder when it's out of, when it's not, when it's from medium to collected to a change versus from very collected to collected is because when they're very collected, they need to be more straight. You've got them more together. You've got more control. So therefore, it's easier to control the straightness of the train tracks and the body. But if you're in that little canter, you get a lower mark. And also, if you ever lose him, you're buggered. If you can control it in the medium canter, and then bring it back, that means that when you do the medium canter, you're no longer getting crooked, which has many, 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 many benefits. But the medium canter pulls up the hole that you're not keeping him straight. So then when you bring him back to collected and then try to change again, you're struggling because it's not straight. That's it. So nothing to feed back there. Yes, you know about the position. It's the same as the mare, but there's no, you know, I don't need to talk to you about it. But in terms of the changes, yeah, it's just you got to think of the positioning of the body. Think about the shoulders. When you go into the collected canter, sorry, the extended canter and the medium canter, where are the shoulders? Are they parallel? Are they upright? Or are they going down to the ground on one side? And the best way to tell is when you start to bring them back. If you start to bring them back and they don't instantly come back, then you know that you're on the forehand because they've had to slowly get back up. But in this instance, you just keep this exercise going until you don't have those symptoms anymore, because those symptoms are telling you there is a lack of straightness.